When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good, you?
Good to see you. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming along today for the pre-match press conference ahead of tomorrow's big, big game against Bayern Munich. We're all looking forward to that. I'm delighted to have, right at the end, our manager of Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp, and new vice captain, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Now, we're going to be passing the microphone around. If you have a question, just raise your hand. Lovely people from Full Circle will hand you the microphone. Please state your name, your organization, and try and limit your questions to Liverpool, the football club, their pre-season tour, and tomorrow's big match against Bayern Munich. James, off you go.
Thanks very much. Jurgen, just to start off with, why Trent for the vice captaincy? When you decide that?
I can imagine that in a situation like that, and for a club like Liverpool, speculations are high. And the good thing about this team is that we have obviously plenty of options for being for the captaincy and for the vice captaincy. Thought long about it, and I really thought Trent is ready for that. Yes, I know him now since 7 years, I think. So I'm growing, so I'm developing as a man, as a player, and as a man. And it's clear that in a club like this, you need a specific DNA, and if not him, who could have that? And it was always clear that we are, not since he's 18, in these kind of conversations, but he knows how I value him, and we had the similar conversations, conversation about that in the past. And it was always clear it's about timing, so we both didn't think that it will. We have to think about that this year. But now was the situation, and it was for me not a difficult one. It's not against anybody else, not at all. It's a decision for Trent. And I can imagine for a boy from Liverpool, from West Derby, and his family, it's a big thing. But it's not because of that. It's because of the personality. I think he likes it, and I think he deserves it. That's it.
Trent, there's a lovely clip of Jurgen coming across to him in training to tell you about this new position. What was that like, that conversation for you?
I mean, at first, I thought he was going to tell me to stop giving the ball away. it was a lovely surprise, to be honest. It was not one that I was expecting in that moment. I thought we would have a conversation around that sort of thing at some point, but not in that moment. So it was special. And it's a moment I'll remember.
Do you feel like you're ready to take on more responsibility and step up? And what does it mean? You've been at the club since you were a young boy. What does it mean to you?
You know,
to be a source of massive pride.
Yeah. No. Of course, I feel ready. I feel like without being, being put in this position, I felt like I've been a leader and I lead by example with the things I do on a daily basis in training and in and around the lads. And I think the lads see me as someone in a leadership role. I'm happy the manager and the staff see that too, but that's my mentality is I want to lead by example. I want to make sure that I take responsibility for what I do and how the team performs as well. So it's an amazing position to be in, but like you said, there's more responsibility on making sure that we succeed and we achieve the things we want to this season.
What do you think about the choice of Virgil as captain?
makes complete sense. You know, captain of his country. I think there was many candidates for it. I think that's an amazing thing to have. I'm sure it gave the manager a lot of headaches. But those are the kind of headaches that are good headaches. So I think it's a good decision. He's someone who, you know, is used to being in a leadership role and will obviously step up. He's got big shoes to fill in obviously Hendo, who was an amazing captain. But I'm sure Virgil will follow that and, you know, do it in his own way. And, you know, we'll all follow him in the direction he leads us to.
Tobi Altschiffel from Sportbild in Germany. And one question to Björn. Sadio Mane has left Bayern Munich and is playing now in Saudi Arabia. From your point of view, what went wrong with Sadio in Munich, and how does Saudi Arabia influence the football market in general nowadays?
Yeah. Oh. So it's official, but with Sadio, official that he leaves. Oh, okay. So the medical check then, okay. Looks like. I don't know what went wrong, to be honest. I think when Sadio left us, he left us on a high, in a really good shape, world-class player, no shadow of a doubt. I think we cannot ask anybody in the club who would say exactly that. But new environment, new situation, new expectations maybe. You don't know. I didn't speak to Sadio about it. We had contact, but not in this kind of manner. And so how it sometimes is in football. So to fulfill your full potential, I think everything has to fall in place pretty much. Bit of luck is helpful as well. And that was obviously not the case. A lot of offside goals, which we all know in football, they don't count. But it still shows you that the things are pretty much right. In the more than a bad injury, you know, a horrible moment, World Cup was gone. So we all knew that will have an influence, because Sadio is a very proud man, and that he couldn't be lead his team, his country to the World Cup was brutal for him, definitely. So, but that's it. And the influence of Saudi Arabia, we'll see. I don't know. But in the moment, it looks as there's quite influence. It's massive in the moment. I think pretty much the worst thing is that the transfer window in Saudi Arabia is 3 weeks longer open. If I'm right, I heard something like that, then at least in Europe. That's not helpful. So there must be, UEFA, FIFA must find solutions for that. But in the end, I don't know in this moment what exactly will happen. It is already influential for us, for sure. But we will have to learn to deal with it, and that's what we do. And yeah, that's pretty much all I can say about it. Time will show.
Deepen?
Yeah, hi, Deepen from The Straits Times. You can just want to ask you your expectations of your team for the friendly match against Bayern Munich. And so far in pre-season, you know, have you been satisfied with what you've seen from your team so far? What more do you expect from them?
Yeah, for sure the most difficult game tomorrow, definitely. We saw a few pictures from the previous games of Bayern against Kawasaki and against Man City. So Bayern, traditionally a really good team. They have four world-class centre-halves, two world-class midfield pairings, up front, speed and everything, and technique, finishing skills. That looks quite impressive, to be honest. But good, we wanted a strong opponent, we have a strong opponent. So this is definitely the toughest test for us in this preseason. But that's what you need in this moment. I'm excited to see where we are, how we can adapt to the quality of the opponent, because that's part of football. We, from the first day since we are back, I try to make really clear that our defending has to be a completely different level to the last season. And we will better do that tomorrow, otherwise we get real problems. And that's why I'm really looking forward to it, knowing top-class opponent, but I think it makes sense that we will give it a try.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
The gentleman on the left.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
Tim Kraft von Sat1 RAN. So how excited are you against the long-time rival Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga? And what is the biggest importance for clubs like Liverpool and Bayern Munich to do an Asian tour in their preseason?
Yeah, it's long ago that I saw Bayern as rivals, to be honest. It's not really, I'm in my eighth season, or in October it's 8 years and I'm gone, so you cannot keep these things up for so long and always think, oh, we have to beat Bayern, we have to beat Bayern. We met them since then twice in the Champions League, so that's it. And so that's not there anymore. Asia tours are, I don't know exactly what it means to Bayern, but it means to us that we have come closer to our fan base, to parts of our fan base, massive fan base. You can see it here, it's unbelievable. People have tents or whatever, or camping things in front of our hotel, sleep there and wait for us every day. And the game tomorrow will be sold out. It's not only because of us. I know about the size of Bayern and the importance in Asia as well. So from time to time, as uncomfortable it is for the weather reasons and the travel reasons, we have to show up. We have to show up here. We have to show up in US and other parts of the world, just because we can't expect from the people all the time that they follow us everywhere, especially in front of the television. From time to time, we have to show that we are humans, that you can get hold of us, that you can touch us, that you can get autographs if it's possible. All these things are important. It's just a give and take, and in this case, and so we are, how is that, with all the complications what we have when you do a travel trip like that, we are really happy to be here. We're happy to go home again as well, because then we feel the English weather again and can prepare for the season. But it's nice anyway, all the stuff. And I'm really happy because it's kind of a character education for the team as well. It's like, you have to do all this stuff. This morning were again appearances, and you have to do a lot of, the boys have to do a lot of things, but that's really important to know where it's all coming from and why we earn that much and all these kind of things. From time to time, we really have to properly feel it. And here you feel it definitely. It's hard work for the boys, but it's pre-season, so it's fine.
Gentlemen at the back.
It's Bert Trent, if that's okay. There's very few lads from Liverpool who can say they've even played for the club. There's even fewer who are vice-captained, as well as won a Champions League and a league medal and everything else. You're obviously a player who looks forward and you want to achieve still so much, but I'm wondering if you allowed yourself a little moment yesterday to reflect on everything that you have achieved to you know, lead up to this announcement.
I mean, it's difficult because like I said, it's a busy time for us, but that was a moment. I put in a lot of hard work up into this moment to reach these kind of milestones. And you know, it is a moment where, you know, I've reflected and thought, I'm proud of myself, and it's made me smile, and I've been very happy.
It takes something to make him smile.
Yeah, it takes a lot to make me smile. But no, it's, you know, I've never been shy of saying what my ambitions are, and that's always been to captain this club, and this is, you know, a pathway and a stepping stone to that. And I think it's a role and a responsibility that I'm really looking forward to, and I can't wait to, you know, get started and get the season started and hopefully achieve the things that we want to.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Last two questions.
Question for Trent, please. How much are you enjoying playing in that midfield role, whether it's starting there or sort of tucked in? And are there any midfielders, past or present, that you may watch videos of and try and base your game upon to improve there?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's clear to see that I enjoy playing in there. Since, you know, the transition or the slight change and the adaptation, you know, I felt like it's brought the best out of me again. And it's something I'm excited to play. You know, there's a lot of work that's went into it, and there's still a lot more that needs to happen to really iron out the creases in it. But you know, we're working on that. That's what pre-season's for. And, you know, we're excited as a team. I'm excited for the season to start. In this system, making it work, new players, and having to adapt to it and make it work is, and having to think about it whilst playing and off the pitch too, and study it and learn, is something that I enjoy. So, you know, this role is something that will definitely bring the best out of me, whether it's starting in there or transitioning into the when in possession. For me, it's just getting in those areas to impact the game, affect the game, and use the skill set that I've got to help the team win the game. So yeah, and in terms of players who are what I've always admired, you know, quality passes of the ball. I grew up watching, you know, Steven Gerrard, Xabi Alonso, so I was very fortunate in that respect. I'm a student of the game. I love watching football. It's not, you know, I don't sit there every weekend and think, you know, with my notepad and thinking, what can I learn? It's more just watching it and just picking things up as it goes. And when I do need to study it, then I'll go and do that. But, you know, I enjoy the game. I love watching it. I love being in and around it. And I think that helps with how I learn and how I adapt.
And we saw Curtis in that number six role the other day. What are your thoughts on him in that position? Is that something that we might see quite a lot of
in this actual setup, how we have it and how the squad looks, he is one of the options, definitely. I think it's no secret that we are still looking for players joining us, but that's one thing, and the other thing is using what you have, and I think Curtis can absolutely play that position. So can he play it when nobody else is defending in the team? No chance. But I don't know any player who could play it then. But if we really understand the situation, how it is in this moment, means that a proven six is not available in the moment. Do we make an excuse of that and say, okay, well, how can we do that then? Then we have a problem, because during the season a lot of things can happen. It was always the case. If you see it as a challenge, and if you see it as a positive challenge, it's try to find a way to be compact anyway, or even more so, and to find a way to deny the opponent, and now a world-class opponent tomorrow, obviously. If you do that together, it's always possible. And in possession, there's no doubt that Curtis can have a massive impact from that position. I think his development in the last few months, since he's with us, is really remarkable. Hold back by some, especially by the last injury, which was really not helpful. Wrong moment, too long, everything. Nobody's fault, but just happened with young players. And before that, the steps he made were really good. For his young age, he played for Liverpool already in incredible games, but was not stable until a year ago or so. Then bad injury, and meanwhile he looked stable, and the Euros gave him for sure confidence. And so, yeah, having him on the pitch makes sense. In his position, if nobody else is there, he can play that definitely.
We can take one last question from Deepa.
Yeah, question for Jürgen. Based on your current assessment of the squad, and I understand the club, the size of Liverpool, you always want to fight for top ambitions, whether it's in the league or in Europe. But based on your current assessment of the squad and what other clubs like Arsenal are doing in the market, do you think Liverpool have what it takes to fight for the title for the coming season? If not, what do Liverpool need?
There's no if not. Nobody knows that. You need points. A lot of points in that league. And I think we are able to win football games. So that's all I need. And from that you go. Yes, and a club of the size of Liverpool has to be successful. There's no doubt about that. Otherwise, the club needs to find different solutions. These kind of things, always the same, was never different, will always be the same. Nobody besides maybe City can have the real target to become champion again this year. And all the other teams fight for Champions League, and that's what we do as well. And then the earlier you qualify for the Champions League, and the further up you are there, if you're second in striking distance to first, then you might have a chance. But I don't know who will be there in a moment. There are a lot of expectations, a lot of speculations. But for us, it's not about that. For us, it's about the game tomorrow. then Darmstadt at Preston, and then Chelsea. That's the games I'm thinking about. And after that, we will see. Each game will have a result. Each game will us give information, and we have to, what I said before, which is as important as getting the best players together, is that you create an atmosphere and spirit, a desire, common desire, common spirit, common atmosphere that we really can use as a basis to play the best possible season for us, whatever that means. And if we do that, I have a feeling that we will be in a good place and will have a good season, but there's a lot of work to do.
All right, thank you very much for coming along. Thank you for joining us at the
Thank you very much.
Good luck tomorrow, and we'll see you all again tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
You've been listening to the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.